I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Several dogs in southeastern states, including here in Georgia, have died after coming into contact with a toxic algae growing in ponds and lakes. GPB's Josephine Bennett reports.
The blue-green algae thrives in summer sun and phosphorus runoff from fertilizers. John Crabb is with Estate Management Services, a Brunswick company that manages ponds and lakes across the country. He says they've been flooded with calls and reminds people the algae is easier to spot on sunny days.
You're looking for certain toxin-producing cyanobacteria or blue-green algae, and at certain levels that it takes to be toxic.
The algae is so toxic that animals that come in contact with it can die in as little as 15 minutes. Water treatment generally includes targeted algicides that kill bacteria and work within 24 hours. For GPB News, I'm Josephine Bennett.
Former Georgia Democratic gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams has announced a multi-million-dollar initiative to support voter protection in battleground states across the country ahead of the 2020 elections. Abrams had contemplated running for the White House after gaining national attention during her unsuccessful 2018 bid for Georgia governor, where she alleged voter suppression played a role in her defeat. Well, the strong economy locally and nationally was the focus of the Georgia Chamber of Commerce's annual congressional luncheon on Tuesday. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports from Macon.
U.S. Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao started off her speech with some good news.
The economy is doing great.
She said unemployment is low, more jobs are being created, and the Department of Transportation is running more efficiently. Chao cited the reconstruction of Georgia's collapsed I-85 in 2017, a project that she said came in under budget and ahead of schedule because of streamlined regulations. Senator David Perdue, who is running for re-election, also spoke about the importance of maintaining the country's free enterprise economy. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Macon.
A former Bibb County school superintendent has been ordered to pay more than $47 million to the district he once led. The ruling was issued against 50-year-old Romain Dalimond in a lawsuit brought by the school district. Dalimond allegedly received hundreds of thousands of dollars in kickbacks between 2011 and 2013 and was sentenced to 8 months in federal prison for tax fraud earlier this year. And in sports, Atlanta United takes on the Mexican team Club America in the second annual Campeones Cup matchup between the current MLS champion and the reigning champ from Mexico's top league. Game time is 8 p.m. tonight at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Finally, Sports Illustrated magazine is celebrating college football's 150th season by ranking the top 10 all-time greatest mascots. Topping the list, the University of Georgia's Bulldog. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.